Welcome to The Rundown, your source for the latest news and updates from the Kansas Legislative Division of Post Audit, featuring LPA staff talking about recently released audit reports and discussing their main findings, key takeaways, and why it matters. I'm Andy Brienzo. In January 2022, LPA released a performance audit examining the economic impacts of taxes or tax exemption differences for government and nonprofit organizations that compete with similar for-profit businesses. I'm with Heidi Zimmerman, Principal Auditor at Legislative Post Audit, who supervised this audit. Welcome back, Heidi.
Thanks for having me, Andy.
The report noted that you reviewed several studies that evaluated competition between government, nonprofit, and for-profit businesses. What did that research say about how much those different types of businesses compete with each other?
So we reviewed several studies that evaluated competition between government, nonprofit, and for-profit businesses. And that research showed that competition between government, nonprofit, and for-profit businesses may exist in some industries, but it's likely pretty minimal. And this is mostly because they offer different types of services and serve very different types of customers. So for example, one study of fitness centers found that nonprofit and for-profit centers serve very different customer bases. So nonprofits serve lower-income households and offered services that those customers found important, like after-school care or summer day camps for kids. But for-profit businesses tended to serve more health-conscious consumers and offered the kinds of services that they valued and appreciated. So they served very different customer bases, which reduced the amount of competition that existed between the different kinds of fitness centers. We also saw that in other industries as well, like hospitals and substance abuse centers. But I should note a couple of things about this research. First, the literature that we reviewed was mostly very specific, so specific to certain industries. And so we can't draw conclusions about other industries or kind of industries generally speaking. Also, most of the research we reviewed was 15 years old or older. This was a popular topic 15 to 20 years ago, but not much new research is being conducted in this area anymore.
So what is a competitive advantage and what are its potential effects?
So competitive advantage is a factor or an attribute that allows a company to provide a good or a service at a lower price or at a higher quality than its competitors. So some advantages come from how a company chooses to operate, like having more efficient production strategies or having good leadership. Other types of advantages, though, are conferred usually by the government, and those are things like tax exemptions or regulatory exceptions, and those things can provide a competitive advantage. And a competitive advantage can have many possible effects. So, for example, a business with advantages may gain greater market share or stay in business longer.
Now, with that in mind, what does the research say about the effects of competitive advantages on for-profit businesses?
So overall, the research showed that government and nonprofits do have some advantages over for-profit businesses, but the effects on those for-profit businesses is unclear. So we looked at several studies, and again, this research was mostly 15 years old or older. But a couple studies that we looked at looked specifically at the effect of tax exemption advantages, but most evaluated the effects of advantages generally speaking. We did find a few important things. So first, the research that quantifies the effect of tax exemption advantages is very limited. We found only two studies that looked at that issue, and those two studies found that tax exemptions do provide an advantage, but the effect of that advantage was mixed. Second, the research that looked at the effect of advantages, generally speaking, also found that government and nonprofits do have advantages, but the effect on for-profit businesses varied from industry to industry. And third, and perhaps most interestingly of the things that we found in this area, was that one of the studies that we looked at found that nonprofits' primary competitive advantage is not in those that are conferred by government, like tax exemptions. It found that the primary advantage of nonprofits is their ability to offer services at lower prices because they don't have to make a profit. However, that advantage can have a negative effect on for-profit businesses because the lower prices that a nonprofit might be able to offer can reduce the viability of their for-profit counterparts.
The report notes that you encountered several problems in trying to determine how taxes or exemptions affect competition in Kansas. What were some of those problems, and how did it affect the team's ability to answer the audit question?
So the research that we looked at is kind of national research, and we did want to look specifically at the effect of tax exemptions on for-profit businesses in Kansas, but we did run into a number of problems. So first, we lacked the information and time to fully assess which for-profit industries compete with nonprofits and government. As I just kind of talked about in the research, it's not always clear where competition exists, and it does take data and time to try to understand that issue. Second, we lacked data for a number of reasons, but one is that the structure of tax returns in Kansas makes it difficult to always know how much a business paid in taxes. Also, the codes that businesses use to indicate what type of business they are too broad to be helpful. So for example, fitness centers, gymnastic clubs, karate centers, and swimming pools all use the same industry code, but those are very different types of businesses. And so we just didn't have the nuance in the data that we needed to be useful. Additionally, our audit authority does not extend to the private sector. By statute, we can audit various types of government entities like state agencies, local governments, school districts, and we can require them to provide us with documentation and information. But only in a very narrow set of circumstances can we compel a private business to provide us with information. And so that left us without a lot of important data. And last, we did try a number of ways to answer the question, but statute required us to submit this audit to the legislature by January 15th of 2022, and we simply ran out of time to continue trying new ways to answer the question.
So even though you weren't able to answer the audit question, what did you find about the difference in the kinds of taxes government and nonprofit businesses pay versus for-profit businesses?
So we looked at differences in statutory tax rates in three industries in Kansas. So fitness centers, daycare centers, and mental health centers. And we chose these three industries because in many parts of the state, government, for-profit, and nonprofit businesses all exist in close proximity, and they may offer some similar services. So we focused on those three. But what we found in Kansas is that for-profit fitness centers, daycare centers, and mental health centers generally pay taxes that similar government and nonprofit businesses do not have to pay. So for a couple examples, one is that nonprofit and government fitness, daycare, and mental health centers are exempt from paying real and personal property taxes, but generally for-profit businesses have to pay that tax. Additionally, nonprofit and government fitness, daycare, and mental health centers are exempt from paying a state income tax. However, generally speaking, for-profit businesses have to pay this tax. So we did find that there are some statutory differences in the kinds of taxes that for-profit businesses must pay versus nonprofits and governments.
Now, it looks like the team also surveyed childcare, fitness, and mental health centers in Kansas. What type of information were you seeking, and what did you find?
We surveyed about 750 for-profit, nonprofit, and government daycare, fitness, or mental health centers in Kansas. And we were trying to collect opinions on whether there is competition among for-profit, nonprofit, and government, and what advantages, if any, that government or nonprofits might have. So we did have a few problems, though, with the results of the survey. And those problems prevent us from really drawing any broad conclusions about what we found. But a few of the problems that we ran into is that first, due to time constraints, we couldn't gather email addresses for all mental health and fitness centers. We collected contact information for as many as time allowed, but we know that it was not all of them. Second, the response rate was only 15%. So out of 750 surveys, only 110 responded. Most recipients are in the private sector, and again, we cannot require them to respond. Additionally, although we received at least a few responses from all the industries we sent a survey to, 78% were from daycare, and 60% were from nonprofits. So the combination of the low response rate and the very uneven response rate across those that we surveyed, it means that the results are likely not representative of the opinions of the larger group. As a result, we really can't draw any firm or broad conclusions about what we found in the survey. But there were some interesting data points, essentially, that we did uncover. And one was that respondents disagreed about how much nonprofits and governments compete with for-profit businesses. So only 58% of the nonprofit and government respondents reported that they thought they compete with similar for-profits. But on the other hand, 82% of the for-profits thought they competed with similar government and nonprofits. So we thought that difference in perception about who businesses compete with was kind of an interesting point.
Finally, what's the main takeaway of this audit report?
So this is a very large and complex question for which a robust and reliable answer just does not currently exist. Even in the national research, there is a real lack of information on the effect of tax exemptions on competition. But that doesn't mean that there's no information out there that might be helpful to policymakers. The national research we reviewed does shed some light on the issues of competition and possible competitive advantages. Unfortunately, the limits of our audit authority and the lack of meaningful tax data meant that we could not reliably quantify the specific effect of tax exemptions in Kansas.
Heidi Zimmerman is a principal auditor at Legislative Post Audit. She supervised an audit examining the economic impacts of differences in taxes and tax exemptions for government and nonprofit organizations that compete with for-profit businesses. Thanks for joining me, Heidi.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to The Rundown. To receive newly released podcasts, subscribe to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more information about Legislative Post Audit and to read our audit reports, visit kslpa.org, follow us on Twitter at KSAudit, or visit our Facebook page.